The Spot Meditations Explained. It is good to be able to relax thoroughly in a long sitting meditation. It is even better if you can relax a little many times a day. Short, on-the-run meditations bring you back into balance whenever you feel stressed. These are what I call spot meditations because you can do them on the spot wherever you happen to be. They are extremely time effective. Just the intention to relax will start to relax you, and you can easily let go 20 or 30% of your tension in less than a minute. You can do them while walking or waiting or doing exercise or simple household activities. They take almost no time, often less than a minute, and you could easily do 50 or more of them a day, as I do. On this CD, I present 3 of the 42 spot meditations in my book, The 5-Minute Meditator. The first is called 3 Sighs, using the breath to relax rapidly. The second, The Countdown, extends the 3 sighs into a 7-breath scan of the body. The third is the Stop Meditation. This is short for Breathe Out and Stop before you start a new activity, and it involves only a single breath. Three sighs. The fastest way to relax is to use your breath. In fact, a single deep breath at any time is enough to initiate the process. This meditation takes only 20 to 30 seconds. It can easily be done while you walk, and it is a good preliminary to any longer meditation. To relax at all, we need to know where we hold tension in our bodies. The easiest sign to read is our breathing. When we're tense, we all breathe in much the same way. We breathe from the chest rather than lower down. We hold the breath in rather than letting it go. This means that our in-breaths are longer than our out-breaths. Because we hold the breath in at the top, it doesn't flow. It is tight, quick, chesty breathing. It is quite likely that our shoulders will be bending forward and our face will be tight as well. Some people breathe like this all day long. This is normal, tense breathing. When we relax, it all changes. Instead of holding on, we let go. The out-breath becomes longer than the in-breath. Because the out-breath is longer, the diaphragm has a chance to loosen up, and we breathe in from deeper in the body. Because we no longer hold the breath at the top, the breath has an easy flowing rhythm, and the whole emotional tone is dramatically different. Relaxed breathing feels soft, loose, comfortable, and safe. The fastest way to switch from tense to relaxed breathing is to sigh, and to do it well. This is how it works. The first big in-breath unlocks the tight chest muscles. You let the breath go without forcing it. It may not drop that far, but that doesn't matter. You can't expect half a breath to completely open the ribcage. Then you wait in the pause at the end until you really need to breathe in again. Even if you're quite tense, that pause can be surprisingly long. You're not holding the breath out, you're just waiting for the next in-breath to come naturally. You make the second in-breath a much bigger one. You sigh with the mouth open, softening the face, and you'll find the breath naturally drops deeper through the body. You pause again, and the third sigh is usually smaller, finishing things off. This meditation is short, but don't hurry to finish it. Wait in that pause at the end of the third sigh until you feel the next breath coming naturally. That's when the exercise really finishes. This meditation is easy to incorporate into your day if you want to. I do it whenever I walk to the post office or to the supermarket, when I walk to my car or away from my car, and in many other situations. I encourage my students to try to do it at least 10 times a day. This exercise seems simple and obvious, but it is still important to do it well. If you just sigh half-heartedly every now and then, you really won't get the most out of it, and you will probably stop doing it. Big, open-mouthed sighs, with an occasional yawn, will free up the tensions in your upper body far more effectively than polite little closed-mouth sighs. So find ways of sighing that are strong and effective, but also comfortable, and adjust the sighs to your situation. The countdown. If you have a minute or two to spare, you can do three sighs, of course, but you can't go on sighing or you'd hyperventilate. What you can do, however, is a short body scan after you sigh. In this meditation, we divide the body into seven regions and scan through them over seven natural breaths. Each time you breathe out, you move down one region. Since we normally start any meditation with three sighs, this gives you a 10-breath meditation that lasts maybe a minute or two. And it is easy to pad it out or to scan more slowly if you want to. I call this the countdown meditation because you can count from 7 to 1 as you do so. In the guided meditation on track 6, your breathing probably won't synchronize with mine, but it doesn't matter. Just get the general idea so you can eventually guide yourself in time with your own breathing. Once you understand this format, you can change it to suit yourself. There is nothing special about seven regions, and nor do you have to count. You could easily scan over 3 or 4 larger regions. If you had the time, you could scan in more detail, visiting 30 or 40 regions. Stop before you start. If you do the three sighs repeatedly, you'll soon realize that the loveliest part is the pause at the end where everything stops. Even the turbulence of breathing has stopped, and you may find you've stopped thinking as well. It seems that to think at all, we need to hold the breath in to some degree. When we let the breath go completely, we drop below our usual thinking mode. That space of stillness and silence at the end of the out-breath may last only a second or two, but it can seem much, much longer. We do need to do three sighs to relax the breathing fully, but we can drop into that zone of silence with just a single breath. The ideal time to do this exercise is when you move from one activity to another. This is why I call it stop before you start. You breathe out and stop completely before you start a new activity. There is usually a moment between one activity and the next in which you can consciously stop and come back to yourself, if you wish. It is a punctuation mark. You breathe out and stop. You let the previous activity go and orient yourself to the next task. When the next breath appears, you start the next task. You'll be in a much better space if you take that little break. So look for the opportunities. Breathe out and stop before you answer the phone, before you open a door, before you drive away, before you start your golf swing, before you get up from a chair, before you open the computer. This exercise abbreviates the three sighs meditation into a single breath. If you repeatedly stop before you start, however, you can feel as if you are moving from one point of stillness to another all day long.